We may have different response when we see this table. If I say, I'm going to give you a chocolate, what would you say to me?
Thank you.
Thank you. That's one kind of response. If you are very poor, I gave you $10,000, what would you say to me? Not even louder, okay? Thank you. And now you are facing death. I saved you. What are you going to say to me? Thank you. And if I gave up my life to save you, what would you say to me? Thank you. So it's all the same. So I just give her a chocolate would be fine, isn't it? I can spare my life. Now, thank you, Eva, for helping me to demonstrate. So sometimes when someone has done something great, what would be our response? Nowadays, people use emoji, thumbs up. Or sometimes people say, thank you. It's a very common response. Sometimes when someone a goal in the soccer match, we clap, we cheer. A kind of respond. Or sometimes when someone has played a marvelous piece of music, standing ovation, a round of applause. Different kind of response speaks of our appreciation, understanding. So what would you do when you come here? Remember when Moses let the Israelites come out from Egypt through the Red Sea. After the Red Sea, they experienced such great salvation. And what did they do? What is their response in the desert? In chapter 15, Exodus, they sang song. I wonder if Moses has written it or not, but that's the first song recorded in the Bible. And after that, what did the ladies do? Anyone? They dance. So some people sing, some people may give thumbs up, some people may clap, some people cheer, some people sing, some people dance. How about in Bethlehem? One night in Bethlehem, as is, say we are near Christmas, the shepherds look up and hear the angels praising God. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Angels respond to the great work of God. Angels respond with praising. Let me read from Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 onward. Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself no reputation, taking the form of a servant and coming in the likeness of man. Just here, it's good enough for the angel to praise him. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to men. Not only to stop there, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. Not just saving you, but also giving his life. Even the death of the cross, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and gave him the name which is above every name. God wants to raise him as if coronation of the king. So when we come to here, this table declare his victory over sin, over death. It manifests his love to us. I think he deserves us more than a thank you. or an amen. So I wonder how he stirred up your heart. You are ready to give glory to him. Praise him, for he is worthy. Therefore, God also has exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Look at your knee. One day, every knee should bow before him. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. This is a proclamation, his victory, his love, his grace, his mercy. Every knee should bow. Every tongue confess, Christ Jesus is Lord. How are we going to worship him? It's not forced. I'm not going to force anyone to do anything. It must be come up genuinely from your heart. But just like Mary, ignore others. How do they think about you? Just offer your praise and thanks, for he is worthy. He is worthy. Let us shout to the Lord. Let us sing, shout to the Lord.